Australia's Race Discrimination Commissioner is calling on Basketball Australia to take action, to take stronger action against racism, as one of its star players is embroiled in a racial controversy. Opals player Alice Kunek posted a photo of herself with her face painted black for an end-of-season dress-up party. Her teammate Liz Cambidge, whose father is Nigerian, has reacted with disgust, as Bridget Brennan reports.
It was Kanye West's new album that apparently inspired Opal star Alice Kunek to paint her face black and dress up as the rapper at an end-of-season team party. She posted a photo of her get-up on Instagram, but it was later leaked online and then removed. Australia's Race Discrimination Commissioner, Dr. Tim Soutphommasane, says Kunek should have known better.
It's always disappointing to see an episode of blackface. We've had many examples of this in recent times, but people should know by now. They should know that blackface is bound up in a history of racial mockery and humiliation, and they should know that it's unacceptable in our society today.
Alice Kunek apologised for her choice of a blackface costume at the Melbourne Boomers party. She says she didn't intend to offend anyone. The Boomers general manager is Justin Nelson.
Both Alice and the club are apologetic, and all steps are being made to advise that this was an error in judgment. As a family club, the Boomers' number one priority is to assist, guide and support all its players. We are now doing so with Alice.
And he says the incident has prompted the club to review its education programs.
The club understands the reaction to the photo and is working with Alice and Basketball Australia to ensure that the general public is aware of Alice's sincere remorse. We have personally spoken with Alice and she is understandably very upset, but she will learn from the incident and be a wiser person for it.
But Kunek's actions have already caused enormous offence to fellow Opal Liz Cambidge. She tweeted that she was shocked and disturbed and said people wonder why I have issues with some Basketball Australia teammates. Cambidge is an ambassador for the Racism It Stops With Me campaign run by the Australian Human Rights Commission.
Everyone deserves a fair go, regardless of skin colour,
background
or culture.
Race Discrimination Commissioner Dr. Tim Soutphommasane again.
I commend Liz for speaking out on this issue. It's always a challenge to confront racism and prejudice, and we have seen that in this case in light of the online criticism that Liz Cambidge has received. But she set a powerful example. She's been part of our Racism It Stops With Me campaign. Since 2012, we've had more than 400 organisations across the country join as supporters in pledging a stand against racism. And the campaign is about taking personal and social responsibility on this issue. It's about sending a message that we don't accept prejudice and discrimination in any form, and that we will be prepared to speak out when we are confronted by it.
The Women's National Basketball League is run by Basketball Australia, which did not renew its partnership with the Racism It Stops With Me campaign late last year. Race Discrimination Commissioner Dr. Tim Soutphommasane thinks Basketball Australia should consider signing up again.
It's vitally important that we have strong and firm leadership on this issue and that we don't make excuses or justifications for unacceptable conduct. If people are committed to accepting those from different backgrounds, they shouldn't go around engaging in racial ridicule.
And how do they disendorse it, so to speak? I mean, what kind of action do you take against someone who, in their private lives, has taken the decision to wear blackface at a party?
I'm a strong believer in education. In cases like this, it's important that organisations counsel those who have perpetrated some hurt and that we seek as much common understanding as possible. There may be ignorance about the harms of certain conduct, but let's not have ignorance come out again in future. If people can understand better that racism doesn't necessarily require malice, we'll be in a better position to have conversations about race in the future. But it's vitally important that organisations also support those who do stand up against racism and who do speak out against it.
Basketball Australia has said it won't be commenting on Kunek's actions because it's asked the Melbourne Boomers to look into the incident.
Bridget Brennan reporting.